This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. July was a strong month for beef and pork exports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Exports of U.S. beef continued to build momentum in July, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said July beef exports totaled 110,419 metric tons, up 7% from a year ago, which was also the second largest month of 2024.
And the value even more impressive at $910 million, 12% growth. Mexico continues to be very strong. But for the first time in quite a while, we've seen a bit of a spark out of Asia, led by both Taiwan and Japan. So considering the headwinds on exchange rate, with in the case of Japan in particular, and to see growth of 14% year on year at 22,000 tons and 17% growth on value at $175 million into Japan, to me, this is very encouraging.
Pork exports were also well above year ago levels in July, led by a value record for shipments to Mexico. Hallstrom said pork exports reached 241,210 metric tons in July, up 10% from a year ago.
I think Latin America, we have every reason to believe that these trend lines on pork, but even on beef as well, Mexico should continue, and Central America and South America, I think, are on similar tracks for continued growth. And if you look at the beef side, you know, Latin America has been led by Mexico, has been strong. I think that has a good opportunity to continue. There's a reason to believe that we're finally turning the corner on food service in particular. And I think that's driving some of that July growth on the beef side into Japan.
That again was USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Find more at usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.